You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
I want to talk about Antiques Roadshow. Are you a fan of it?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I'm aware of its existence.
It has one of the best theme songs of all time. I think we can agree.
You just shudder.
Often, if I'm watching TV and I see this theme song come on, I'll watch the theme song and then as soon as the show starts, I will move on.
It's those strings that really get me,
More shows should have, like, orchestral things.
It's very English. Very, very British. Sounds like the news is about to come on.
It does, actually. And in your 6 o'clock news bulletin, etc., etc.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but a bit more cup of tea. You know, it's like serious news, but over a brisket.
I mean, that would make serious news less scary, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, the reason I bring up Antiques Roadshow is because there is a clip of that which is going viral.
Oh,
okay. If you don't know what the show is, more or less people bring artifacts or paintings or whatever they have to come and get valued.
It's one of my favourite things about what's become of Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Is quite often, say like my dad, for instance, right? When Antiques Roadshow was in its prime, he was a little bit too young to enjoy it.
I see.
What age do you think you have to be to enjoy Antiques Roadshow openly?
Well, yeah, there's certainly appeasing to a certain demographic.
Yeah, so you can't openly enjoy Antiques Roadshow unless you're like us and have no shame, but you can't really enjoy it openly unless you're 60 plus, maybe, or 55 plus. What do you reckon?
I would go more 75 plus.
So my dad was like probably watching it in his 50s, late 40s. But now there's, American Pickers, which is a bit more like, it's like the rock version of Antiques Roadshow.
It's quite literally if Donald Trump went on Antiques Roadshow, that would be American Pickers.
Yeah, it's just the American Antiques Roadshow. America, we're going to go to your backyard and find some stuff. It's worth money.
That's not the theme song for American Pickers, but it should be. No, but Simo, there is a clip from Antiques Roadshow, which is going viral. There's this guy who brings in a painting. It's quite large.
Right.
And he says it's by a popular artist called, and I've got the name here, Sir Peter Leary, who was alive between 1618 and 1680.
Oh, he's an old boy.
Yes. Now, this painting, the owner of the artwork says that, we think it's roughly around like £1 million, which is like over $2 million Aussie, so a lot of money.
Yeah.
However, the Antiques Roadshow art specialist, his name is Rupert Mass, disagrees, and you can hear it in his voice. He's almost taking pleasure from breaking this guy's heart, who thinks that this piece of art is worth a lot of money. I think we've got the clip here.
It's not even by a studio assistant. I think it's a much later copy.
Okay.
There's something about the reduced scale. Of course, it should be massive.
Okay, I see.
Making it more domestic. Something about this actually, frankly, Victorian idea of a 17th century frame. It's been copied. And the colours, slightly gaudier than you'd expect. A little bit of clunkiness in the drawing of the hands. And then put on top of that this brown finish, which is quite deliberately antiquing it. I think what we're looking at is a 19th century copy.
Really?
I'm sorry to say. It might even have been new when it was in this catalogue. Yeah. So if it was an original Lely, we'd be pretty well around £1 million. But as it is, it's probably worth about, I don't know, £600, something like that.
You can just hear it in his voice. He's rattling the size, it's not to scale, the colours aren't right, the hand, there's clunkiness. This clearly isn't worth £1 million, you idiot. And then the poor guy's heart's just breaking because he's thinking, oh, there's my future, I can buy a yacht, I can do all this sort of stuff, and £600, I can buy a toy yacht.
The beaches are pretty crap over that way, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like British Isles. No one's buying a yacht, are they? It's pretty cold.
Yeah, Simo, you don't buy a yacht to go to the beach with it. You buy a yacht to go sailing on it. You don't just take your, I've got my yacht, I'm taking it to the beach with my beach ball just to show off.
Also, I think he sounds like, he's definitely from the north, isn't he? The guy that was having his heart broken there, because he's just like, okay. Okay.
At the start, he's very confident. By the end, he's just like, I'm going to go and cry now.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Especially, the expert has absolutely carved that up, really, because they've put that on TV. He knows what it's springing a trap. Like, it's like a surprise birthday. If you don't like surprise birthdays, you're going to hate it when it's a surprise devaluation of something that
Yeah, it's a 100. Simo, if you own something which you think is worth $1 million and then you find out it's worth nowhere near that, you're going to be disappointed.
A little bit shattered. What was the art expert's name again?
The art specialist, Rupert Mass.
Mass destruction of emotions.
Simo and Jordan.
Pizza is the name of the game.
Yes, I very much enjoy pizza. Simo, you know this very well.
I'm feeling it. I reckon Friday night, pizza night might be a good go.
I think every night pizza night is a good go, but yeah.
However, Domino's has landed in a hot fry pan. Landed in a warm pizza oven.
Why? What have they done?
Of contention, because they started an advertising campaign this week, which has already been pulled.
Okay.
The promotion was to give free pizzas to Karens.
Oh, so like the social media people, yeah, they're kind of, we're not going to wear a mask in Bunnings, that type.
Yeah, so this, what is it? The myth of the Karen that has been built.
Okay.
What, if you were to determine, if you were to try and define the Karen myth, what is a Karen?
Well, it's normally referred to as a middle-aged woman, sometimes a man though as well, who is very much entitled and demands to speak to the manager. I reckon that's sort of it. And you would have seen the videos on social media. They've been doing the rounds. There's like four or five different ones that I've seen of just these people going into various shops or maybe having a chat to police and just flat out refusing to wear the mask, claiming it violates their rights and quoting some bizarre law from like the mid-2000s.
Yeah, right on. You pretty much nailed that, I reckon.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's the pixie cut, white picket fence, soccer mum, may I speak to the manager scenario type.
And Domino's is giving free pizzas to these people or just people called Karen?
People called Karen, and the promotion was calling all Karens that are mask wearing. They get hold of a free pizza. How it worked was you had to provide your details that you were a Karen. And then every 100...
Yeah, I don't think it would work for me. Yeah, g'day, my name's Karen.
Then every 100 Karens, they would dish out a free pizza. This was going on...
Oh, so it was only one in every 100?
Yeah, every one in every... Well, that's how many good Karens are out there, I guess.
I'm
kidding.
I would say it's 100% the opposite way, yeah. And I would like to distance myself from Simo's comments.
So one in every 100 entries would be selected for a free pizza.
Right.
Out of all the Karens that sent in their details to Domino's Pizza.
Okay, and these are good Karens. These are the ones that just happen to be called Karen and the kind of meme. And
that's
the,
right.
Okay, it's taken over. Okay, well, you said it got pulled. Why did it get pulled?
Because there's been a bit of a backlash.
Okay.
As there is on social media with these kind of things. Obviously, they're having a bit of a fun time with it, but everyone's like, oh, well, if you're going to give away free pizza, you should just be doing it. Give it to charity, that kind of thing. Mm. So, you know, it's... I get the backlash and I understand having fun with the promotion as well, but that's what's ended up occurring.
Well, I think there's a very important point that you've left out, which is that this, I'm just reading off your screen now what I can see, is Domino's New Zealand have done this.
Australia as well.
Oh, have Australia done too?
Yep, so it was still active in Australia yesterday. New Zealand pulled it a day early on Wednesday.
God, New Zealand are just, at the moment, New Zealand are winning. They've pulled these promotions that are a bit controversial.
That's
before.
Right, yeah.
They've like eliminated Corona. They're all like back to normal and like hugging and doing all this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and
so I think Jacinda Ardern probably just like,
I know.
She just has Domino's. She has everyone in New Zealand on speed dial.
Yeah. Actually, if Domino's were to give any free pizzas away, give them to Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah, there you go, Prime Minister. You get free pizzas.
However, I am pleased to say that there is some support out there for Karens.
Okay.
And they have come in the form of Jans.
Oh, so you mean the Karens, the ones that aren't wearing the mask.
That's right.
Those Karens. Okay.
Well, like, Karens in general.
Yeah.
So, like, anyone with the name Karen, because they're pretty upset. They're like, oh, we're not all that bad. We're not... You know, my name's just Karen. I didn't choose it.
Yeah.
Right?
Stuff you, Mum and Dad.
So another name has come out in support of all those named Karen.
And that is Jan.
Jan has taken to social media. Jan's in force all through Twitter and Instagram and all of that business to say that Karens, don't worry too much. This too shall pass.
Fast forward a week or two. Who's going to come out in support of Jan's?
So why do you think Jan's are... so experienced with having
I think we're just running through names now.
But why do you
think... Give it 6 months, we'll be on, like, Bill.
So the Janes, the Jans, rather, are stating the fact that they have experience with their name being, you know, pulled through the mud. And that there is recovery on the other side for Karens.
Okay.
Because of this particular advertising campaign.
Jan? Jan? Where's our ad in the yellow paper? page.
So you're familiar with this one, Jordan?
Hang on, the line's coming up. Here we go.
So good.
Count to ten. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10.
Not happy, Jen!
So, you know, Karen's, this too shall pass. People used to hate on Jans in the 90s for not putting the ads in the yellow pages, but now look at them.
Yeah, so Jans didn't put ads in the yellow pages. Karens are putting masks on.
And I am, look at the Jans now. Granted, I haven't met anyone named Jan ever since, but I'm sure
they're lovely people.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, when you read a news article, you know, the headline has to be the thing that grabs your attention.
Yeah.
And kind of makes you want to read more and find out more about this certain news article.
My mate actually does that for a job all day.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, makes headlines for...
Probably don't say the newspaper, because I think I know which one it is.
Yeah.
But does he come up with, like, the ones that have, like, a pun in their name? Or, the humorous ones?
He is a pun master.
That is my dream job, not going to lie.
It's pretty good.
Well, Simo, news headline has done just this thing for me. There's no puns involved in it.
Okay.
But it has 100% caught my attention and made me want to read more. And I have read more.
Could it be one of his?
I would be surprised.
Okay.
This news story happened in the UK.
Okay, right. Got no journalistic friends in the mothership there, the British Isles.
Well, Simo, it's a very simple headline. It's only 7 words.
Okay.
This headline, and it immediately sucks you in and grabs your attention.
All right.
And makes you want to find out more about what happened in this story. Simo, I'm handing you over the article.
Do I get to read it?
You get to read it. Okay. It's just at the top there. Go for it.
Cow gets head stuck in a tree.
Cow gets head stuck in tree.
Is this news to you? I grew up on a cattle stud, so I've seen this happen.
Does this happen all the time?
Yeah, all the time. They get the head stuck in all kinds of crap.
Well, Simo, so this headline, so this article goes on to say a cow was spotted in Oxford in England with its head stuck in a tree. Fire services came and rescued the cow.
Yeah.
And I wanted to touch on the fact that apparently it does happen more often. You grew up around cattle.
Yeah, so they were pole Herefords. I think they're more of the clever species, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But they're still getting their head stuck in things?
Yeah, for sure. Fences, and then same thing like the... I forget what they're called. I left that life far behind, thankfully. Not the dairy, but like the little holding, like where you prepare to take the cattle to go to the other side.
Oh,
where you prep the cattle to go
to the abattoir.
Well, I pop them on a truck. I don't know where they go. I think they just settle somewhere in the north and continue to flourish.
And then appear as burgers 6 months later.
So, yeah, they'd get their heads stuck in all kinds of different stuff.
Well, they are curious animals, cows. Mm. It's interesting that you say, though, that, this isn't necessarily unusual for them, because that's where I wanted to go with this.
Okay, right, yeah.
This article, this cow was fine, by the way. It was rescued.
Mm.
But kind of only a paragraph or so about that, and then you can kind of clearly tell that the journo writing this was kind of struggling to beef out the article a little bit. So they decided to include a list of the cows that have got in trouble and, like, got stuck in weird places.
What, their names?
No, they're all called Daisy.
Yeah, right.
But no, the different cows over the last couple of years that have got caught in trouble, have got into places that they shouldn't be.
Oh, okay.
So, Simo, so in 2020, this cow got its head stuck in a tree.
Hmm.
In 2016, another cow got its head stuck in a tree. It could have been the same cow. Probably not, but you never know.
Hmm.
In 2015... someone spotted a cow in a car park. This is just kind of in the local area in England, by the way. In 2019, a cow got on some train tracks, blocking trains for an hour. And in 2017, a cow got on a tennis court, delaying a match for an hour.
Wow. Farm animals are a nuisance.
Clearly cows can get into anywhere. Like,
oh, any farm animal, if they have minds of their own, Jordan, they do whatever they want. It's like same thing with the chickens, right? Any farm animal... they go walkabout all the time.
The next James Bond should just be a cow.
Yeah, maybe. There's an option there.
Or a chicken.
Maybe. Yeah, chicken definitely. That would. I like the fact that, because you can't track them.
Mm.
You can't track a chicken.
Well, I mean, you probably could.
How?
With some kind of tracking device.
Because they tag cows. Like, they tag cows' ears with, ID numbers so you know who it belongs to.
Oh, that's Jeff.
Chicken, though, you got no idea.
Well, do you just put a ankle band thing on it, maybe? I don't know.
Did you hear we have our own wild chicken issue in Cooma?
No.
Yeah, so when you duck through the drive-thru at McDonald's...
Oh, yes, I have.
There's a yard there, and for whatever reason, the chickens are very keen to become McChickens.
Yes, I have heard that.
Across the yard, and they're kind of like going towards the drive-thru, towards the windows.
Mm.
See, it's not our fault that the chickens want to be... Would you say want to be McChickens?
I wouldn't say... No, I don't think want is the correct word.
Simo and Jordan.
And the film has made a bit of a comeback, released in 2005. Are you familiar with the 40-year-old virgin?
The Steve Carell one.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it. Mm. I've seen that scene where he gets waxed. He, like, waxes his chest. I've seen that on the internet somewhere.
So you would be familiar with this.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Right?
Yeah, but what is the basic premise of the movie? Have you seen it?
Basically, there is a guy who hasn't managed to open his horizons into having a formal committed relationship and foreign relations with someone throughout his entire life, and he has reached the age of 40.
What an amazing G-rated version of putting it.
Well, you know, you've got to be careful.
Okay. Now I think about it, the movie's called The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah. I probably didn't need your synopsis.
No, tried hard.
I think you kind of get the gist of what they're going for with the movie.
Right, so one of the exploits that happens in the film is they decide, well, you know, you've got to make sure that the chest region is free of hair.
Okay.
Right? And that actually happens legit. So they actually... wax Steve Carell, the actor's chest, on film.
Oh, like, so that he's genuinely gay. Yeah. So that wasn't like makeup or...
No, that was not fake.
That's dedication to the job.
Mm. And basically what they had was in front of him, they had a word board. So they had 5 or 6 words on one side, which were G rating, if you like, clean. And then they on the other side, they had some words which were a little bit naughty.
So obviously we had the G rated one there, the Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's now come to light that out of all the list of clean words, someone had slipped in Kelly Clarkson, like, as a joke.
Oh, so that wasn't meant to be.
No, and then it made it into the film, a.k.a.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Also, was it Kelly Clarkson herself? Was she on set that day?
Also,
just sneaking around, wanting to try a little sneaky little cameo in the film?
Worth mentioning as well, the fact that the woman that they hired to act...
Was it Kelly Clarkson?
No, to act as the waxer
had
never done it before, but she'd lied on her resume to say that she had done it.
Hollywood movies, like, we've got the things being snuck into the script.
Yeah.
Now people lying on resumes.
Nothing but professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
kind of makes me want to go to Hollywood.
Kelly Clarkson finally got to the bottom of it.
Okay.
So she was speaking to one of the... It was like a dual director type thing, like Steve Carell wrote it, but then Judd Apatow was the director.
Okay.
And she spoke to him about what the heck was the go.
Was it your fault Steve Carell screamed my name in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
I'm going to blame Seth Rogen because there's a picture I think you have of a piece of paper with all the curses that we gave Steve to scream when he gets waxed. And in the middle, on the column that says clean words, right in the middle, it says Kelly Clarkson in Seth's handwriting.
I blame Seth as well. That's actually amazing. I love that I made it between burger panties and throbbing monkey tail.
So finally, we have the answers that we've long awaited since 2005 when the film was released. Why Kelly Clarkson's name was screamed out at the top of Steve Carell's lungs.
I kind of wish Steve went for throbbing monkey towel. It's hilarious.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it is time to look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin as she opens her Dear Diary.
Dear Diary. This week I've taken inspiration from Jason Derulo, who sings his name at the start of his songs. Jason Derulo. So this week I'm going to sing my name at the start of Dear Diary. Rachel G from Admin. Yeah, I know. I'm amazing. Simo kicked off the week by impersonating Chewbacca.
What is a Chewbacca roar? What does it sound like?
It sounds a bit like this.
Jordan tried to talk about cricket.
Oh, well, Simo, I've given you that buzzer because if at any point you get kind of bored during this story, because I know the cricket, one drag about it is a bit boring.
Oh, okay.
If you get bored during this story, feel free to press play on that buzzer and we will immediately stop talking about it and move on.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Yep.
You ready to go?
Mm-hmm. So, Simo. sorry. Please continue. I couldn't help myself.
How rude.
Simo talked about a kangaroo that was on the loose in Norway.
The kangaroo had been spotted numerous times throughout its two-month ordeal on the loose, you know, just visiting the pubs,
playing up to all the Aussie stereotypes, watching the footy, having a meat pie.
Two emus in Queensland got banned from a pub.
Barring notices only last for a certain amount of time, though. 12 months and they'll be allowed back in.
Okay, well, in 12 months' time, the name's Carol and something else. Kevin and Carol will be let back in the bar.
Mm.
Or perhaps this pub may start making emu burgers.
Maybe.
Totally coincidental. Where's Kevin and Carol gone? Don't know. Would you like to try our new special? It's an emu burger.
Jordan brought up something weird that a player from Simo's favourite football team did.
Simo, I'm handing you my phone now. I've got the video there.
Did he do something dumb?
So there's no sound on it, but I just want you to press play and commentate. Just describe what he's doing.
All right, he's walking up the race. He's leaned down to pick up a water bottle and he's thrown it into the crowd. Oh, he's not wearing any pants.
It wasn't the water bottle that he threw into the crowd.
Oh, that was his pants.
For whatever reason, as he was walking off the ground, he took his pants off. He still had his undies on and stuff like that, but he took his footy shorts off.
Hygiene.
And threw them into the crowd and someone caught them and now has... It was raining during that match as well, so he has a wet pair of Geelong Football Club shorts worn by their star forward, Tom Hawkins.
And Simo tried to convince Jordan to become an Elvis impersonator.
Would you like to give it a red hot crack? Just do a little for us.
I'd rather not. Please stop making that noise.
All right,
that
fine.
That is very concerning.
Fine, don't be all you can be. Limit yourself.
Good, okay. Works for me.
I wonder who the boys will try to impersonate next. Maybe Captain Jack Sparrow. Could be Britney Spears. Or maybe... Jason Derulo. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.